This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas is home to the largest Marshallese migrant population in the world, yet census estimates wildly vary. This fall, Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese staff, in cooperation with the United States Census Bureau, are training Marshallese to be paid census takers and outreach coordinators. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
A census of the U.S. population is taken every decade, but Melissa Leilon, Chief Executive Officer of Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, says counting Marshallese migrants who settled in Arkansas is challenging.
Just simply the fact that there's language barriers.
This year, for the first time, Northwest Arkansas Marshallese are formally being invited to not only participate in the census, but to apply to train as paid Marshallese census enumerators.
And the form, the questionnaire is really is easy. There's only 10 questions. However, they're not written in Marshallese.
Leilon says because Marshallese remains the dominant language among migrant islanders, previous census participation has been limited. So estimates of the number of Marshallese actually living in Arkansas vary widely, Leilon says.
The number that I cite right now is that we don't know. And I think that will be the case until 2020. Researchers think there's 12,000 to 15,000, and this was like 5 years ago.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson in late August issued an executive order establishing the Arkansas Census 2020 Complete Count Committee to promote statewide participation in the 2020 census.
In Arkansas, we've been preparing for years, and an accurate count of Arkansas's population is critical. The most obvious reason is that the federal government allocates funding back to the states based upon population counts. An undercount of even 1% could cost Arkansas $990 million over the next decade. The process is easier than ever. You can respond on your personal computer, your smartphone, or your tablet. If you prefer, you may respond the old-fashioned way by mailing your paper questionnaire to the Census Bureau. Whichever way you choose to participate, please do.
And among the 30 Arkansans appointed to the Arkansas Complete Count Committee is Melissa Leilon.
Through them, we were able to receive a grant. And because of that partnership, I guess it got into the state level that we got that and we're actually participating in the census work.
Leilon has met with U.S. Census Bureau officials who visited Northwest Arkansas in October, who confirmed that certain non-citizens, including Marshallese migrants, can qualify as census takers for the first time, precisely for their non-English language skills.
That's a big accomplishment. Another milestone is that for the first time, you're going to see Marshallese on the census, on the questionnaire, right here.
Leilon points to a 2020 draft census form on her desk. Until this census cycle, all Pacific Islanders, including Hawaiians, were bunched together. In 2020, specific national identities can either be checked or written in.
So we're very proud of that. That's, you know, What can I say? That's amazing.
Marshallese are allowed into the U.S. as legal non-immigrants to live and work under a bilateral compact of free association. And jurisdictions that show high populations of compact migrants are awarded compact funding. For example, Hawaii received $12.8 million this year. The money is funneled to the Hawaii Department of Human Services to help defray costs associated with providing education, public health, and public safety-related services to Micronesia, Marshallese, and Palau migrants settled in Hawaii. Compact impact funds are calculated using a ratio allocation based on census numbers. Hawaii currently counts 14,700 Pacific Islanders, but Arkansas has yet to receive any compact impact money because census counts appear to be off.
This compact impact fund that we're talking about is really important for that money to come to Arkansas to offset the cost. It's important for the legislators to know how many Marshallese that live in this state. Because you still, again, the message is equal access.
Marshall Islanders began to migrate to the U.S. 30 years ago, increasing from 6,700 in 2000 to over 22,000 in 2010. And while only 19%, or 4,300 according to 2010 census figures, live in Arkansas, even the U.S. Department of Interior claims as many as 12,000 Marshallese residents may reside in our state. Marshallese tend to rely on Facebook to communicate. So Leilan has been posting census background information on the coalition's page to raise awareness.
And that's why we're very, we're partnering up with the EAST program out of Sonora and doing a video of how this form should be filled out. It's very important to do it in the language as well.
An orientation meeting was held earlier this autumn, and on November 27th, Leilan and the RMI Consulate in Springdale hosted Count Me In, a Thanksgiving dinner at the Jones Center in Springdale with help from 10 Marshallese churches to spread the word about the importance of being enumerated on the U.S. Census and to identify possible Marshallese census takers.
So that's another big priority of ours, is making sure that we get more Marshallese to apply, and training and videos, education, raising awareness.
Leilan has also secured funding to pay for tablets and Wi-Fi hotspots for Marshallese to participate in being counted online.
Simply because they're going to have an issue with language. So we have to be there for them. We have to go into houses and show them how to fill it out and work with them literally with these tablets. Yeah. And we're also trying to see if we can get a computer center going so it could be open during the week and folks can come in and have these tablets available, and you have enumerators there helping out. Not necessarily enumerators, but can be like community liaison who speaks, you know, who are fluent in English and both in Marshallese as well.
A third in a series of Marshallese community census meetings is planned for December 17th, where U.S. Census Bureau trainers will return to teach islanders how to be counted. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.